seduciendo a DJ Ceviche.
Pero ven acá, muchacho, ¿y para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar a toa con un VIP. Ey, saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, ey, que son tigas.
Buenos días and welcome back to The Morning Buzz. I'm your host DJ Ceviche, better known as Navy Seaman Anthony Garro. It is now 8:08 and in the studio you have joining me is the USO's very own Kamer. How are you doing today, Kamer?
I'm great.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I believe this is our first interview together and your second. How do you feel? What's going on in your mind?
I'm just excited to be here. Excited to practice talking in front of everyone. So
yeah, don't worry, it's literally just a conversation, and it's going to be a fun conversation at that. So yeah. I can't wait. And now coming up next, we'll be discussing more upcoming events with the USO. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. I know a symptom of being human, and that's like I'm always tired. I don't know why. Like after work, or just the stress of life. But I know you guys have something to help us, us troops. What could you say about that?
Yeah, so whenever you're tired, come over to the USO. We'll give you some energy. We also have some pretty cool events going on over there. So it's Thursday, and typically we have our troop time on Thursday. Because of the power outage today, we are not having it. But you need to join us next week for our walking tacos, which are a huge hit. And we start at 1100, and those walking tacos go fast. So you want to be there as soon as it starts.
You know what sucks? It's like being at NAS 1 is awesome. I like it here, right? Because there's literally everything. But it's the fact that the USO is at NAS 2. I got to like drive all the way over. And I promised Casey so many times, like, I'll make it. I never made it. But well, I'll try next week. I'll definitely try.
We can save you on if you promise you'll be there.
Oh my God. Okay. If you're saying that, it's on air. Everybody heard it. But anyways, and being at NAS 2, I live in NAS 2 because the barracks I know in NAS 1 aren't like working it or something like that. So, and I know there's really almost nothing to do being unaccompanied military member, but does anybody at the USO have anything for us?
Yeah, so. Oh, yes. Tomorrow we have a huge party planned for the barracks. Whoa. And we are going to have a slip inside. We're making sure it's nice and slippery with lots of soap. So, we have that. We're going to have a cornhole competition. Panda is coming out, so you definitely don't want to miss that. We'll have burgers, lots of other games. It's just going to be a huge blast, so everyone needs to come out. And we're doing it in the barracks, so you don't even have to leave. You can just walk out of your room and we're going to be right there.
Like where specifically?
In the courtyard.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, because I was like kind of curious on the location. Okay. And yes. What time does it start again? It
starts at 1600.
All right, well, come on, guys. Like, if you live in the barracks, there is no excuse for you not to attend to this. So definitely check it out. And plus, there's also free food.
Yeah.
Why would you not want free food?
Who doesn't love free food?
I know, right? Anyways, now coming up next, we'll be discussing more upcoming events with the USO. You're listening to The Hills by the Weekend. And so, oh my God, when I go to that barracks bash, I want to keep the party going. Do you guys have anything else going on? Like maybe a block party?
Yeah, so...
Oh, wow. I guess right.
We're focused on our barracks people tomorrow, but we also want to make sure that we cover all the other populations that we have here, especially the families, because they are far away from home. So on August 13th, we're actually having our block party over on Maranai, and it'll be at the Double Park. So if you missed... We had one back in July, but if you missed that, this is your opportunity. It's the last one for this summer, so you want to be there. We're going to have a bunch of games. We'll have our slip and slide there as well. Oh, our kids enjoyed it at the July block party. We had people on there for the full 2 hours that we were out there. The kids had a blast. So we'll have our popcorn, we'll have hot dogs, bunch of games, and that'll be at 1500 at Double Park.
And I am aware that these events take, well, a lot of time to set up to begin with. Is there any way that us, the community, can help you out if we're looking to help you out, like in with the USO or in general?
Yeah, so we could not do the things that we do without our volunteers. We have some amazing volunteers here, some that show up at every single event, and we really could not function with all of these, especially our big events. There's no way we could do it without them. So if you ever want to volunteer with us, you can go to volunteers.uso.org and you can set up your profile. You'll come in and you'll do an interview and just kind of an orientation with us, and then you're good to start. And it is such a reward rewarding thing to do. And just the connections that you get to make. Some of our volunteers have been really good friends now because they came to the USO and they started volunteering together. And you don't make those connections anywhere else. Like, we've got Army guys that are friends with all the Navy guys. And it's a really cool place that we all just come together and we're just there for the same purpose.
That's actually really cool. I wonder if I can volunteer now. Anyways, now coming up next, we'll be wrapping things up with the USO. Up next, I'll be playing Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl. Man, I hate when these interviews come to an end. It's the worst. Why do y'all need to leave us? But anyways, I'm gonna stop being so dramatic. And of course, I would like to ask the question of, is there anything else you'd like to provide for the single community?
Yeah, so we have a lot of events coming up in August. So follow us on Facebook and Instagram, USO Sigonella. We have lots of fun things. And then going into our holiday season, we have a lot of fun things planned. So you want to make sure you're checking up on there, on Facebook and on Instagram, to see everything so you don't miss out on any of the fun.
Of course. And we were talking off air a little bit about volunteering. If you are looking to volunteer or like help out the USO with literally anything, you can check their schedule, and that way you can get in contact with them and then help them out and make our community even better with the USO.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was really nice having you here today, Kamer, and I hope you have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, and now you're listening to 105.9 FM Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.